Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as we continue on in a message I've entitled Experiencing God's Deliverance. And we were looking at a few verses found in the Psalm of David, Psalm 40, where he said, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Verse 5 says, Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Praise God. And so, what we see in these few verses, there are four wonderful things that God does for us when we find ourselves in a horrible pit. Whatever, I think we can relate to that. It may have different characteristics, but it's not a good place to be. So, first of all, He brings us up. We can't do it ourselves. It describes the power of the Savior, and it's a pit. That is a, it's like a cistern used in ancient times, as we saw in Jeremiah in that chapter 38. He was let down into a muddy, miry cistern where there wasn't any water. And then He brings us out of the miry clay, whatever the bad circumstances are, or the fact that we were made of the clay of the earth, that could refer to carnality, things that we're wrestling with in our own spiritual walk. And what does He do? He's our deliverer. He sets our feet upon a rock. That is the rock of our salvation, the Lord Jesus Christ. It's solid, it's secure, and we can trust in Him. In the time of trouble, He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. He will set me up upon a rock. That's Psalm 25 and 5. Praise God. And then He establishes our going. Not only does He deliver, He directs your steps. He helps you to move on forward. He steadies your steps. And that is a precious concept, because as Proverbs said, a man's heart deviseth the way, but the Lord directeth his steps. So why did God deliver? First of all, what He heard my cry. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and His ears open to their cry. That's Psalm 34 and 15. And then in 2 Samuel, the 22nd chapter, it's a long, I guess you would say, part of a psalm that David is speaking. And we can look at, read verses 4 through 7. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. When the waves of death compass me, that is a bad place to be. He felt that if God didn't undertake, he would die. The floods, we're talking about massive oppression. The floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The great warrior king, he was afraid. There were times before God established him as king over Israel that he went through some very difficult times. So King Saul was after him to kill him. It says, the sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me or surrounded me. In my distress, this is what we do when we're in trouble. I called upon the Lord and cried to my God, and he did hear my voice out of his temple, and my cry did enter in to his ears. So he hears us when we pray. His heart is touched with the trials that we go through. Psalm 66 and 18 says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. But the very next verse goes on to say, but verily God hath heard me. He hath attended unto the voice of my prayer. Praise God. So why did God deliver? Well, God hears the prayers of the righteous. And then it says, he inclined unto me. That word has a physical movement in it. It means bend over. He bent over to you, bent over to me. And obviously, this kind of compassion is just not sitting there unmoved, but God was moved by his servant's situation. And here we see, of course, that love is not just words, but it's action. God, it matters to him what you're going through. And this Psalm 18, it's an amazing song. It's starting at verse 3. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The sorrows of death compassed me. The floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress I called unto the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. But then, my goodness, the demonstration of God's anger and arising to save his servant. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations also of the hills moved and were shaken because he was wroth. God was mad. He was angry. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub and did fly. Yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place, his pavilion round about him were dark waters and thick clouds of the sky. At the brightness that was before him, his thick clouds passed, hailstones, coals of fire. My goodness, the Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the highest gave his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. Yea, he sent out his arrows and scattered them, the enemies, the demonic hosts. He shot out lightnings and discomfited them. My goodness sakes. So what do we have to do? We know by faith he hears our cry. He inclines. There is action involved. And then, of course, what does Psalm 40 say? I waited patiently for the Lord. This is a very important truth to learn. It's God's timing for deliverance, not ours. We, if we had our way, we wouldn't even go through the trial, right? But we, our job is to wait patiently and expectantly. And so the fact that he waited patiently, because he's writing this as a psalm of praise, that indicates and infers that help did not come immediately. It's always God's timing, his ways, not ours. And so what were the results of this wonderful deliverance? Well, faith in God for David, as well as our faith, trusting in the Lord when we are in a horrible pit. We need to be rescued, need to be brought up out of that miry clay. Faith leads us to experience the Lord. We've seen his deliverance, and this faith leads to praise. What happens? He puts a new song in our mouth. When God answers prayer, when there's deliverance, when there's freedom, when there's whatever the need is, when the answer comes, there's joy. And that's, we praise God at a time like that. Of course, we need to praise him through the difficult times as well. But a new song is a song that was just, it's spontaneous. It comes out of our spirit, out of our heart. It's specially composed, if you will, for the occasion. And it celebrates the ever new acts of God. And of course, the songs of the saved, the redeemed, they are new. They're like no worldly song. So what is the results of this? of his great deliverance. He brings us to praise. And then also, very importantly, it's a witness to others. What does the scripture say? Many shall see it and they shall trust in the Lord. Many shall see. That, beloved, refers to our testimony. Many shall fear. And sometimes we don't feel this way. We don't think that we are very significant or that we have a much of an influence or effect, but we do. When many shall fear, it refers to the very powerful influence, whether we understand it or not, or believe it or not, we do have over others. The Lord is in us. His presence, His Spirit motivates us, and He wants us, regardless of our circumstances, our age, or our environment, that we are a leader of men. We walk with His authority because He has saved us. We represent Him and His kingdom. Why would they fear? Well, that doesn't mean to tremble in terror. It means to see and revere, to see and be struck with awe, to look on in awe, to take notice or become alarmed. Dread will seize many at the sight. And so your testimony, beloved, will bring conviction. When you can trust God in the midst of trouble and heartache, why would they fear? Because it'll bring self-doubt out in them and fear as to what brought that change in you. They know it's not natural. It's supernatural. And as a result, they shall trust in the Lord. There's a holy, reverent fear of God, which is the foundation of our hope in Him. So, beloved, what He did for David, his testimony, the scriptures I've shared, He will do for you or for anyone who puts their trust in Him. Praise God. Hallelujah. So wait patiently for the Lord, and no matter how horrible that pit is, He will deliver you. Praise God. Thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate your listening, tuning in, and your prayer support. And I do encourage you, if you have prayer needs, don't hesitate to write. I know people don't take the effort today, but you could email if you want, and I will confirm receipt. And of course, pray if you'd like a personal answer that has blessed many over the years, then I invite you to share your mailing address. I love you. Thank God for you, for the privilege of being sharing the Word of God with you. It's a great blessing. God bless you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,